What's wrong with Jesus throwing himself down from the roof of the temple? That's the third temptation St. Luke gives us today from Jesus' time in the desert. The devil tempts Jesus, throw yourself down from this temple, because Scripture says God will give his angels charge over you to keep you from harm. What would be wrong with Jesus throwing himself down from the temple roof? If Jesus were a man, a mere man, of course, the answer would be super easy. Every human life is so worthwhile because every person is made in the image and likeness of God. It's never a good thing to take any innocent life, even our own. Plus, there's never darkness and suffering so great that God's grace can't reach in and give us what we need to find hope for this life and for the life to come. So if Jesus were a mere man, we would answer the question that way, because throwing himself down from the temple would be to kill himself. But Jesus is not a mere man. He is also God. He is the Son of God. The devil is correct when he quotes Scripture to say that God's angels could bear Jesus up and keep him from experiencing in his humanity the ruin of plummeting to the ground. So given the fact that Jesus and his Heavenly Father really could command angels to keep him from hitting the ground, what's so wrong about Jesus as the Son of God throwing himself from the temple roof? What's so wrong is that Jesus would be manipulating his Heavenly Father. Instead of generally seeking his Heavenly Father's glory, his Heavenly Father's plan for his life, Jesus would be forcing his Father's hand to create something of an unnecessary show of divine power. Even though Jesus is the Son of God, he knows his Father has to be the one on the throne of his life. Jesus knows it's only right to seek the Father's will, not his own. We have heard the Gospels for years. Jesus is always referring back to his Heavenly Father, doing the work of his Father, seeking the will of his Father, trying always to be the one with his Father, saying his food is to do the work of his Father. Even though he is the Son of God, Jesus does not sit on the throne of his own life. He is subservient to his Father. What about us? This temptation in Jesus' life begs us to ask whether we see God as somebody who exists primarily to serve us and our whims, or does God exist as somebody whom we seek to serve? If we consider our life to be something like a little kingdom, is God on the throne at the center of our life, at the center of that kingdom? Or are we on the throne at the center of our life, with God somewhere on the edge, on the periphery? Most of us Catholics would say we don't want to manipulate God, but there are Catholics whom God rarely sees at Mass, whom God only very rarely hears praying substantially each day, and yet they see God as this grandfather-type guy who ought to give them anything they ask for whenever they ask for it, and they get upset when they don't get it. God is there primarily to meet their needs. By the way, if you know somebody who doesn't even want Jesus to be on the throne of his or her life, that's a Holy Spirit problem. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to help us know God, to realize how good and beautiful he is, and how right it is to order our entire life around him. So if you know somebody who doesn't even want Jesus to be on the throne at the center of life, tell that person to beg God for more fire inside, more movement of the Holy Spirit, to realize God's presence. So here's a great question to ask ourselves at the beginning of Lent. Is God seated on the throne at the center of my life as the one I serve? Or is he somebody non-essential, somebody I relate to just when I have some big problem I want him to fix? So this temptation of Jesus has to do with God being central in our life and us subordinating ourselves to him and his plan for us. The other two temptations have to do with disordered attachment to the world. The devil tempts Jesus to gain all the power in the world. The temptation begs us to ask how power-hungry we are, even in subtle ways, in our approach to life. Where we have authority in our family, or in our workplace, or in society, do we approach it as a service? Or do we approach authority and power as something we deserve and can wield randomly? Are we attached to power in a disordered way? Another great question for Lent. The devil's temptation of Jesus to turn stones into bread represents any way you and I can be attached to material things. Disordered use of food, drink, money, electronics, cars, motorcycles, boats, houses, etc. Do we treat all the material things in our life as things first belonging to Jesus, and we are stewards over them for his sake? That's how Jesus would approach any material thing in his life. It's all about how his Heavenly Father would want him to use the things. A final great question for us in Lent. Are we too attached to material things? Do we allow Jesus Christ to reign over all the things we own and use? As we encounter our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this Holy Eucharist, let's allow him more fully to sit on the throne at the center of our life.